From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
August 13th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it. First, from CNET News.
The Pixel 11 Pro XL has main character energy despite a $100 price hike.
Google's new Pixel 11 Pro flagship phones have a lot to offer, so I put them to the test in France. If you were hoping for a fully transformed Pixel 11 Pro, then prepare to be disappointed.
Google's latest flagship Android phone stays close to its predecessors, adding a variety of upgrades across the board, including a new homemade Tensor G6 processor, some new camera tricks, and a glorious new peaky color. I've had my hands on the phone for the better part of a day, and while it's not a revolution, it's certainly one of the most accomplished phones Google has made.
Next, second from Slashdot. How social media spurred a refugee crisis between Spain and Morocco. A newspaper in Ceuta posted a video on social media showing two women who had swum across the border from Morocco, implying that this was a viable route for migrants.
The video was cropped and reposted in Arabic, creating a sense of invitation and freedom, which resonated with rumors that had been circulating online about Spain's Supreme Court ruling allowing migrants to stay in the country. However, this was a misinterpretation. Migrants still faced expulsion after a judicial review.
The video sparked a cascade of disinformation, with many accounts spreading false information that Ceuta was becoming an open gate.
This social media campaign directly contributed to the surge of migrants into Ceuta, creating a real-world crisis.
Up next,
third from the Chipleter.
Apple and Arise Siri, the early years. One of the reasons for studying technology history is to look for recurring patterns, characteristics of either the technology itself or of firms that are built around it that are repeated time and time again. These can be particularly useful as predictors of future behavior at a firm when that firm has strong DNA that is passed down from one generation of management to the next. It's generally agreed that Apple is one firm with a track record of acting to preserve and strengthen its DNA.
And then, fourth from KW Norton.
The emergent universe, the 12 minimums explained.
The first minimum reminds us to trace every claim back to a lineage. Nothing truly appears out of nowhere, even ideas that feel brand new. The second warns against using infinite as a shortcut. It's a mathematical tool, not a mystical cause, so we keep it in the language of limits and bounds. Third, energy isn't a passive fuel. Each photon, sound, or thought is a transaction that rewrites the receiver, making attention a costly resource. Fourth, entropy is a precise thermodynamic measure. While mess is just a bookkeeping failure, so we look for the missing variable before blaming chaos.
Fifth, stasis is a description that has stopped updating. Real stability comes from continuous work, like standing waves, that persist only while energy flows.
Sixth, reality is better seen as flowing patterns and interference particles, as field excitations, space-time, as relational geometry linking quantum wave behavior with emergent structures, though the full picture is still under construction.
Next, fifth from latent.space. AI news: SpaceX AI Grok 4.6 and Grok had bot.
One of our top recurring themes of the year has been coding agents breaking containment into knowledge work, and it's clear that the AI teammate slash multiplayer slash multi-agent space is the next bigger AI battleground.
Up next,
sixth from Abhijay Vayuru. Five prompts that made ChatGPT process 500 job applications while I slept. I wanted to see how much of the repetitive application process ChatGPT could handle while I focused on interview prep and actual conversations with people. So I gave it my resume, taught it what a good fit job looked like, and built a system to review hundreds of openings.
7 days later, I had 10 interview invitations.
Not bad for an experiment I nearly talked myself out of.
But here's the important part. I didn't ask ChatGPT to spray the same resume across 500 random easy apply listings. That would have been fast and mostly useless.
And then, seventh from 9 to 5 Mac.
Apple TV publishes the trailer for Stillwater's fifth season. Stillwater returns August 21, a few days ago. Apple TV confirmed the premiere date for the fifth season of Stillwater, with all 5 episodes set to drop on August 21.
According to Apple TV, Stillwater's new season will feature more breathing exercises, mindful moments, and simple everyday practices, continuing the show's focus on helping kids and families find their inner calm.
Next,
eighth from CIO. AI agents are turning data silos into an existential infrastructure problem. Enterprises have built their data systems for humans, but AI agents need a whole new infrastructure. Separate research from Cloudera and Google slash MIT found that, not surprisingly, there is fervent enterprise interest in AI agents, but underlying infrastructure struggles to keep up.
Deployments continue to be hampered, sometimes even abandoned, largely due to issues with data access, context, and governance.
Enterprise adoption of agentic AI is on the cusp of an extraordinary acceleration, the Google slash MIT report noted.
Up next,
ninth from AI supremacy.
Visions of AI personal intelligence.
Visions of AI is a new feature format I'm experimenting with that will amount to a short profile on an AI or emerging tech startup.
The cadence of this style of article is unknown as of yet, but there are a lot of fascinating startups I want to share about. This is designed to be light evening reading to go out at a time slot of 8 p.m. EST. Not that many AI researchers have worked at Google DeepMind, OpenAI, xAI, and started their own companies.
Igor Babushkin in 2026 is the founder of River AI. River is building a stack for personal AI that is both open source and adapts to you.
And then, 10th from SiliconANGLE.
are our chipmaker Cerebras Systems stock plunges despite posting solid earnings and guidance.
Chipmaker Cerebras Systems Inc. boosted its full-year guidance after beating expectations on earnings and core revenue as it published its second quarter results today, but its stock tumbled more than 17% in extended trading. The company reported an adjusted loss of 5 cents per share, easily beating Wall Street's forecast of an adjusted loss of 17. The poster I chipmaker Cerebras Systems stock plunges, despite posting solid earnings and guidance, appeared first on SiliconANGLE. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.